JetBlue is offering compensation to the 100,000 people inconvenienced by flight delays and cancellations over the last week. And as part of a passenger's bill of rights the company released today, in the future, travelers will be able to count on vouchers and a refund if their flights don't take off. It will also limit how long a plane will sit on the tarmac. Travelers groups and some lawmakers are not satisfied. We'll hear from one such senator in just a minute. First, NPR's Robert Smith reports from New York.
Consumer groups have been asking for a federal passenger's bill of rights for months, but it took a Valentine's Day ice storm and planes stuck on the runway for up to 10 hours to give the issue traction. As members of Congress propose federal legislation, JetBlue is saying that it can regulate itself. The founder and CEO of the company, Dave Neeleman, says its own passenger bill of rights isn't necessarily a reaction to the threat.
We just want to do the right thing by our customers, and we failed them, and we failed our crew members. And, you know, I wanted to create something in writing that we would have a laser beam focus on.
Under the plan, JetBlue customers will be compensated based on the length of the delay, from $25 for being stuck on the taxiway for an hour to a voucher for the full amount of the ticket for people stranded for more than 4 hours. If your plane is sitting on the runway for more than 5 hours, the company promises to get you back to the terminal.
We cancel a flight, you get your money back with the credit for future travel.
Of course, there is a catch. If the delays and cancellations are beyond the company's control, then it doesn't have to pay. And that kind of caveat has consumer groups worried.
It sounds good from the outset, but the airlines haven't been honest in the past about hanging on to their commitments.
Kate Hanai was stuck on the runway for 8 hours last December on an American Airlines flight. She's the founder of the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights. She's headed to D.C. tonight to lobby members of Congress to pass a much stricter bill that will cover all airlines, including items that JetBlue didn't address.
We want to have customer complaints responded to within 24 hours and appropriate resolution within 2 weeks. When people are separated from their bags for a period of 12 hours, we believe they should be compensated for anything that they should need to buy in the interim.
And 5 hours, Hanai says, is far too long to sit on a plane with no air conditioning and overflowing toilets. Her group is calling for 3 hours max. But as the debate continues, JetBlue is lucky to have a fairly loyal customer base that might be willing to give them another try. At JFK Airport in New York City yesterday, Jeff Hazelton was waiting for a flight to Florida, and he says that JetBlue is still his favorite airline.
They've been pretty flawless in the past. This is one mistake. I don't think they'll make it again. I think they're going to learn from it.
Hazelton has heard about the passenger's bill of rights and thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, I like that a lot. This way you don't have to sit on a plane for so long. There's elderly people, sick people on there, so it's just not fair. It's unconstitutional.
JetBlue CEO Neeleman says the compensation plan will cost the company around $30 million for this storm alone. That's $10 million in refunds, $16 million in free vouchers, and $4 million in extra crew expenses. Although he didn't rule out raising fares to pay for it, he says that if customers don't return to the airline, JetBlue may have to drop fares to get them back. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.